Hey, let's talk about something that feels futuristic, but is actually pretty practical. Cardano's CIP-197. It's all about making ADA wallets more secure against a future where quantum computing gets much more capable.
Exactly. The core idea is that blockchain networks shouldn't wait until a powerful quantum computer shows up and then scramble to respond.
Right, and the most exposed layer to start with is the wallet. That's where users' keys live, where transactions get signed, and where people actually control their assets.
That makes the wallet the first line of defense. If that layer weakens, the network may keep running, but user security is seriously compromised.
For Cardano, that matters even more because ADA holders use a wide range of wallets. Mobile apps, browser extensions, hardware wallets, and institutional custody setups.
And the quantum threat probably isn't going to arrive as one dramatic moment where everything breaks overnight.
The more realistic risk is gradual. Algorithms like Shor's algorithm could eventually let attackers derive private keys from public keys or signatures, especially in systems built on elliptic curve cryptography.
Since many blockchains rely on that kind of cryptography, a strong enough quantum machine could expose private keys from publicly visible transaction data.
That leads to the harvest now, decrypt later problem.
Attackers don't need a quantum computer today to steal funds immediately. They can collect public blockchain data now and try to break it later once the technology matures.
For a blockchain designed to last decades, that makes forward-looking wallet security a serious issue.
CIP-197 seems to address that by focusing on wallet-level protection, signatures, key management, and transaction authorization.
It's not saying Cardano has to rebuild the entire ledger overnight. It's a more targeted approach.
It explores cryptographic methods that could remain secure in a post-quantum environment, reducing one of the network's most exposed attack surfaces.
For ordinary ADA holders, the immediate impact may not be obvious.
Many users may not need to manually migrate keys or wrestle with complex cryptographic changes if wallet developers handle updates behind the scenes.
But the long-term benefit is significant. Quantum-resistant wallet protection would help ADA stay credible as a store of value and medium of exchange over the coming decades.
It would also help exchanges, cold storage providers, and custodial services plan upgrades with more confidence.
That said, the proposal isn't without challenges.
Post-quantum cryptography can require larger signatures, higher computational costs, and more complex implementation.
Wallets need to balance security with usability, especially on mobile devices and low-power systems.
Compatibility is a major concern, too. Any new cryptographic approach has to work smoothly across many wallet providers, hardware devices, and integration points.
A strong theoretical scheme isn't enough if it creates fragmentation or usability problems.
The broader industry is still standardizing post-quantum methods, so Cardano will need to stay aligned with evolving best practices.
Timing, interoperability, and real-world testing will all matter.
The next steps for CIP-197 will likely depend on community review, technical validation, and wallet implementation.
Key areas to watch include how the proposal is refined during the CIP process, whether hybrid cryptographic approaches are favored, which wallet providers start preparing for quantum-resistant updates, and how Cardano balances performance, compatibility, and long-term security.
In short, CIP-197 may not change how the average user sends a transaction today, but it points to a more important future. ADA wallets designed to withstand not only today's attackers, but also the cryptographic threats of tomorrow.
It's a proactive security step that could strengthen trust in Cardano for years to come.